How am I supposed to sleep with that racket going on? Bloody angelfish. This is a rough old tank altogether. Obviously, I can handle myself, but, well, I worry about young Liam. Thank goodness he's got me to rely on. I'll have a quiet word of warning. He'll listen to me. He's always respected his elders.
Yeah, woo! Anton, come on! There's a party happening in the next rock.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you're right. You'd be much too old for it.
What?
See ya!
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast.
Whether to go to the neighbourhood watch meeting or the dim. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. Me and the goldfish are being totally lazy and having an early night.
What sort of an attitude is that? You're young. You should be out there making a difference.
We'd rather be in here making a mess.
Oh, where's your get up and go?
It got up and went. Now, why don't you follow it? Go on, off you go. Save the world or the whale or the rainforest. We shall just sit here and watch Blind Date.
What time's it on?
Honestly, whoever suggested counting sheep had never considered the logistical problems faced by those of us who live underwater. Getting hold of a sheep is bad enough, but training them to use the scuba gear is a nightmare.
I'm scared.
Oh, don't you worry now, little sheepy. It's only water.
Is it?
And it could be worse.
Oh.
It could be mint sauce. Now jump!
Anton! Anton! Come on, wake up!
Oh! What?
Stop dreaming about drowning sheep and wake up.
What a ludicrous suggestion. What on earth makes you think I was dreaming of anything of the kind?
You were talking in your sleep.
What was I saying?
I quote, "Die, die, you woolly-backed little bastard. I hope you and all your long-faced friends from New Zealand end up as shepherd's pie. I loathe you, you little lambkin. Like all the sheep, you should die, die."
Prove it.
I'll consult my notes. Exactly as I thought.
Very well, I'll consult my solicitor.
Good idea. That'll be £5,000, please.
Well, I'll consult my diary.
Wednesday, swim round, shit, stare blankly. Thursday, swim round, shit, stare blankly. Friday, swim round, shit, stare blankly.
Stop, stop, stop. This is madness. The point is, I haven't slept properly since we moved to this horrible tank.
Well, I like it. It's funky, it's groovy, it's now, it's wicked, it's happening. It's got real uncut flavour.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the future. Something you wouldn't understand, Daddy-O. I haven't come all this way to the big bad tank just to have you drag me back to your murky old pool of mediocrity.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we're over. Our partnership is finished.
You can't go. I don't give you my permission to go.
I don't need your permission, mate. I'm rebelling.
Against what?
Well, what have you got?
As soon as I met Jack, I knew he was a rider. Some mornings I'd get up in our little motel room just out the interstate highway, walk out onto the porch, and I'd find him there.
Just sitting there, with a glass of bourbon, a cigarette, and a typewriter.
Some days he'd be sipping the bourbon, smoking the cigarette, and typing on the typewriter.
Some days I'd type the bourbon, sip the cigarette, and smoke the typewriter.
Then one morning I went out there and realized we had trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He was writing on the cigarette, drinking the typewriter, and trying to persuade the bourbon to drive south to Mexico and join the revolution.
Yeah. But I'm just a glass of whiskey. What can I do in a revolution?
You can be with them in spirit.
You'll never survive a moment. You don't know what it's like out there.
I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm ready for it. Goodbye. Poor Anton. The older he gets, the more suspicious he is. He seems to think everyone has a hidden agenda.
Hello, little fish.
Ooh. Hello.
Let me guess. You're alone in the world and making your way through life for the first time.
That's right, yeah.
You're young, ooh, and foolish, and haven't yet developed that cynical shell.
No, certainly haven't, no.
You trust everyone.
I do, yeah.
Even me?
Oh, certainly, certainly.
With no nagging doubts.
None at all.
You're gullible, naive, and gauche.
Oh, I like to think so, yeah.
Would you tell me your life story?
Oh, gladly.
Pour out every heart-rending detail.
It would be a relief.
You'd put your head on my not-so-inconsiderable chest and blob like a child.
I am welling up at the thought of it.
Supposing your tale of woe moved me and brought me to the verge of tears.
Oh, no, don't cry. I'll do anything to make you happy.
Will you give me money?
Oh, yes.
Position?
Of course.
Your home, your position in society, your social stand.
Yes, take it all. It means nothing, nothing. Anything to see you smile again.
And why would you do this for me?
What?
Why would you give everything to me, a stranger you've only just met?
Oh, perhaps it's because I'm a romantic fool with a heart of passion.
Perhaps it's because you're a gullible twat with a head full of badger poo.
Anton, where did you come from? And what happened to that beautiful, gorgeous, seductive fish?
It was me, you great tosser.
But the translucent skin, the welcoming smile, the flowing curves and provocative hair. They all said you were a shy, mysterious creature.
More like two lumps of gravel strapped to my chest and a lascivious leer which said, I'm anyone's for a chocolate finger.
Well, it was very impressive.
Now sniff.
What?
Sniff, man. Sniff. I'll teach you a bit about life just from the stench in your nostrils.
Amazing. I could have an incredibly developed sense of smell. I could almost be...
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane? No, it's Nostril Boy.
Above the city flies a constant guardian whose enhanced olfactory senses enable him to smell out trouble wherever it lies.
My nose is ready, Anton. Show me what to sniff.
Take a deep breath and savor all the different aromas that the tank has to offer. The left side is the poorest area, the Rizlium. Believe me, down there, life isn't easy.
The time has come to make a stand.
Aye.
I ask you, what is life? Well, I can tell you in one word what it is to us. It's grit. We live grit.
Aye.
We breathe grit.
Aye.
We sleep grit.
Aye.
And not content without the bosses of the cheek to make us make grit. And then they have the extra cheek to pay us in grit. And they expect us to be grateful, not to say gritful. But I say, I'm not grateful for grit.
No.
I don't greet grit.
No.
I'll go further. I say grit is grot.
Down with grit. Free the workers. Death to the capitalist lackeys! Success to the glorious heroes of the revolution!
Better rise for old age pensioners! Oh, I'm sorry, love's wrong. Pick it like... Oh, could you just pass me rain hood? Oh, I'm sorry, I'll be on my way.
That looks awful. So what's in the other direction?
Down south? Take a look and see.
Well, cool, yeah. What you got there then, eh?
Oh, well, so what you gonna call it, innit?
Ah, that's a novelty, innit? I mean, blimey, that's a bit stripy, innit, eh?
Too right,
yeah. I mean, it's a bit stripy, a bit trumpy, it's a bit down on the leash.
Oh, yeah.
It's a foregone what's in, I mean, you might as well strap it to the radiator. I mean, that's never gonna percolate, is it?
No, obviously, probably not. No, it's like I said to her, I said, if she says to me what she said to her, she can tell her that if she says she said she wants to say it again, she can say it to my face.
Well, that told her, didn't it? I mean, I've heard of taking the meat, but that's rewinding the video, you know, that's putting the biscuits back in a packet.
Absolutely.
That's picking lint out of the cat's basket and no mistake.
Too right.
Come on, let's go round the laundrette and murder me brother.
Well, what about up in the hills, at the top of the coral reef?
Up there? Oh, they're simple country folk.
Oh, it's been terrible round here for the farming community. In this valley alone, there are only 8 farms left. And all 7 of them are very worried, I can tell you now. Yep, all 6 of them get moody and depressed. But I say to them, you may be the last 5 farmers in the country, but you must stand 4 square against the enemy. And face them 3 abreast. Secure in the knowledge that both of you can survive in this climate. Provided you can go on alone.
I don't fancy any of those areas. I think I'll just keep going straight ahead.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I've made up my mind. I'm just going to keep on walking north and see what I get.
Get a job, get a life, get a washing machine, get a house, get a pension. I say get stuff.
Aye.
That's shit. We live shit.
Aye.
We breathe shit.
Aye.
And we don't even get our own scenes. They just recycle a scene from a previous page, replacing the word grit with the word shit, and expect nobody to notice.
Oh, that's awful. Terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm willing to make a stand. Who'll stand beside me?
I will. Better right for pensioners.
Piss off.
Oh, all right. If you pass me brolly, I've just got time to pick up the Nicaraguan embassy and pop back home before countdown. Thanks, love.
It's awful, this. There's trouble, strife and grimness everywhere.
Yes, no wonder Susan never leaves the house.
Struan?
Yes?
Don't you feel guilty?
About what?
Spending your life watching television.
Why?
Because society is decaying all around us and we should be working together to save it.
Oh, she is so, so right.
I'm sorry?
All right, the tank is a big and dangerous place, but togetherness can solve everything. All we have to do is teach others to follow our example. Fish of the tank, talk to each other! Talk to each other! Talk, you, the farmer, tell us how you feel.
Now see what you've done.
Forget about words. Aye, give me action!
Listen.
How dare a common or garden guppy give advice to me?
You're smoking a puffin, mate.
All I said was...
You say enough, mate. Right, let's get him!
Where am I?
Hospital, chum. You're going to rest up for a bit, and then we're moving on.
I feel such a fool.
It's because you are a fool, but a lovable fool and my firm friend, even if you do behave like an ungrateful little haddock at times.
I don't know what to say.
Then I'll say it for you. If you had the vocabulary, I think you'd say something like, "Forgive me, Anton. Forgive me. I'm a stupid and foolish creature."
Yeah, well, something like that.
You go on to say, "My dreams of conquering the world are beginning to look pretty foolish. Why, I now see that my ambitions for riches and glory were mere illusions, simple bagatelles of fancy, which I allowed to dance in my vision like little mad fireflies of hope."
Yeah, get on with it.
"Whereas by nature I am a quiet fish, solitary, shy, a watery wallflower who seeks nothing from life but serenity and solitude." That sound about right?
Sorry? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then let's go and find it. Come on, old friend. Best fin forward.
In The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast, you heard Sean Foley as Liam and Hamish McCall as Anton. And Tracy Ann Oberman and Sean Prendergast as practically everybody else. The director was Sally Evans.